بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in today's verse we learn about a conversation that will take place on the day of Qiyamah between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question them regarding their conveying the message of Islam to the people. And specifically, Allah will ask them regarding the response that they received, who accepted, who rejected. And thereafter, a specific conversation between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Isa alayhi salam. So here Allah says, يَوْمَ يَجْمَعُ اللَّهُ الرُّسُلَ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أُجِبْتُمْ. That remember or think of that day when Allah will gather the anbiya, the rusul, the messengers. فَيَقُولُ. And then He will ask, مَاذَا أُجِبْتُمْ. What response were you given? In other words, when you took my message of Tawheed, of Deen to the people, how did they respond? Did they accept? Did they reject? Did they belie you? قَالُوا لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. So they, the Anbiya, will respond that we have no knowledge. You are the knower of the unseen. So this is how they will answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we have no knowledge. And here Mufassirin explain that of course the Anbiya would have known what response was given to them, who accepted, who rejected, etc. So why do they respond in this way? One of two reasons. The first is they say, لِشِدَّةِ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ. Of course, the Anbiya will be saved from fear, from terror, from fright on the day of Qiyamah. But purely due to the weightiness, the severity of the day of Qiyamah, initially or temporarily they will be unable to answer. And therefore they will say, we have no knowledge. And later on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then inspire them, or rather they will then be able to answer, and then they will be able to testify against the people. So this will be the initial response, that we have no knowledge, you are the knower of the unseen. So this is the first reason. And the second reason that Mufassirin explain why would they respond in this way, where they negate having knowledge of it, is that what is meant is that we know the outward response that we receive. Those who verbally accepted Islam, we can testify to that, and those who verbally rejected, we can testify to that. But with regard to the batin, what is inner, what was within their hearts, that, O Allah, you are the knower of the unseen. We have no knowledge of this. So this is the response that they will give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter Allah will address Nabi Isa alayhi salam directly. إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ أُذْكُرْ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَى وَالِدَتِكَ. When Allah will say, O Isa bin Maryam, O Isa the son of Maryam, remember my bounties upon you and upon your mother. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enumerates His various ni'mats, bounties, favors upon Isa alayhi salam. إِذْ أَيَّدْتُكَ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ تُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَكَهْلًا. The first one Allah says, when I strengthened you, when I gave you courage and support, بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ, by means of the Holy Spirit. What is meant by رُوحِ الْقُدُسِ here is the angel Jibreel alayhi salam. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Isa alayhi salam courage and support through Jibreel. And what does it mean that he was given support? The تُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ. By the prompting and encouragement of Jibreel alayhi salam, you were able to speak to the people in the cradle while you were a young child, an infant. And we know the incident, Isa alayhi salam, or rather Maryam radiallahu anha, was accused of committing zina, of fornication, because there was no father for Nabi Isa alayhi salam. And the miracle of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is that in the cradle he spoke, and he attested to the chastity and purity of his mother. So, تُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَكَهْلًا. And you will speak to people in old age. And here an ajib point that Mufassirin explained, this word kahla. The word kahla, according to Mufassirin, refers to a person who has turned white, his hair has turned grey. And this generally will be over the age of 40. So, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, according to most riwayat, he was lifted up into the sky at the age of 33 or 34 years old. So when Allah says you will speak to the people in the cradle and as kahla, as an old man, then this is a subtle indication that Nabi Isa will descend once again into this world, and he will reach old age and he will speak to the people in that age as well. So تُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَكَهْلًا. And of course, this concept is proven in various authentic ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that towards the end of time, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come back into this world, and he will oppose Dajjal, etc. وَإِذْ عَلَّمْتُكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَالتَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ. Allah continues with his favors upon Isa alayhi salam. And remember, when I had taught you al-kitab, how to write, wal-hikmah, and I gave you understanding of different matters, وَالتَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ, and I taught you these divine scriptures, the understanding of the Torah and the Injil. وَإِذْ تَخْلُقُ مِنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ بِإِذْنِي فَتَنْفُخُ فِيهَا فَتَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِي. And when you would fashion out of clay something that was in the form of a bird, with my permission, and then you would blow into it, and it would become a live bird with my permission. So this was also a miracle of Isa alayhi salam, is that he would fashion a bird out of clay, of course lifeless, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his command, Isa would then, alayhi salam, would then blow into this clay model that he had created, and Allah would place life into it, and it would begin to fly. وَتُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ بِإِذْنِي. And you would give cure to those who were born blind and the person suffering from leprosy. Again, بِإِذْنِي, with my permission. Allah repeats this to show that it is not Nabi Isa who is doing this, but it is through the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذْ تُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِي. And when you would resurrect the dead with my permission. So here also, Isa alayhi salam was given this miracle that somebody who had passed away, he would address the lifeless body and command it to wake up, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would allow that dead body to wake up once again. وَإِذْ كَفَفْتُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَنْكَ إِذْ جِئْتَهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. And the final bounty or blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, Allah says, remember when I held back the Bani Israel from you, when you had brought to them clear signs. فَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْهُمْ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. And the disbelievers from amongst them had passed the comment that this is nothing but clear magic. In other words, when Isa alayhi salam had brought his miracles to the people, then many of them had that intention to attack him and to kill him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him, saved him, and held back the Bani Israel from him. Allah did not allow them to harm him. So these are the different bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will enumerate and remind Isa alayhi salatu wa salam of. And thereafter, in the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the disciples and the followers of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Why are these bounties and these blessings being mentioned? For us to understand the great status of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. That he was not just an ordinary Nabi, but he was one of the high-ranking Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is part of our aqidah, our belief, that we believe in Nabi Isa alayhi salam. He was a messenger of Allah. He was a chosen and selected friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But together with this, we do not exceed the limit. The verse came the other day, لا تغلو في دينكم. Do not exceed the bounds. Do not overstep the limits when it comes to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, despite acknowledging the status of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, we do not now pass comments and statements that grant him divinity, as the Nasara, the Christians have done, but rather we understand his status without in any way trying to raise him to the level of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.